From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Top British and American diplomats are looking Thursday to ease Israeli and Saudi fears about the historic international agreement aimed at keeping Iran from building a nuclear weapon. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond is in Israel to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has called the Iranian nuclear deal a historic mistake and is seeking to defeat its legislative approval in Washington. Ahead of his trip to Israel, Hammond told the British Parliament Wednesday that the Jewish state wants a permanent standoff with Tehran and doesn't want any deal with Iran. Mr. Obama also said the contention by some opponents that Iran should have no nuclear capability, not even for peaceful purposes, is unrealistic. Greece won a financial lifeline Thursday from its European neighbors, with Eurozone finance chiefs agreeing to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts. The finance ministers in Europe's 19-nation euro currency bloc took the actions just hours after Greek lawmakers approved tough austerity reforms demanded by Athens' creditors. The pension cuts and tax increases were adopted after a contentious debate inside Parliament and police clashes with anti-austerity protesters outside on the streets of Athens. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said the European Union will hand Greece the short-term loan that will allow it to make a $4.6 billion loan payment it owes the European Central Bank on Monday. And he did not disclose the size of the loan. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington, D.C. In our latest report on the Islamic State, Heather Murdoch has the story.
Families in Iraq fled Islamic State fighters on Friday, saying the group had raised its black flag over a regional police headquarters. In the past 2 days, IS, also referred to as ISIS, has taken over portions of Ramadi, an Iraqi provincial capital, and is reportedly closing in on Palmyra, a Syrian city that holds one of the region's most important UNESCO World Heritage sites. On Saturday, the U.S.-led coalition said it killed a senior Islamic State leader known as Abu Sayyaf. Officials say Abu Sayyaf was also involved in managing the Islamic State's illegal oil trade that was once a significant source of funding for the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
Japan's lower house of parliament has approved legislation that will loosen restraints on the military, another historic step away from the country's pacifist post-World War II policies. The controversial measures passed Thursday with the support of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition, despite massive protests and a boycott by the main opposition parties. Mr. Abe has pledged to bolster his country's tightly restricted defense forces, partly in response to an increasingly powerful and assertive China, which is involved in a territorial dispute with Tokyo. Swiss authorities say they have extradited one of seven detained FIFA officials to the United States to face corruption charges. Switzerland's Federal Office of Justice did not identify the official from football's governing body, but said he was extradited Wednesday. He was one of seven people arrested in a dawn raid on a Zurich hotel May 27th. The men are accused of by U.S. authorities of involvement in more than $150 million worth of bribes given for marketing deals for football tournaments in North and South America. The Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State says it has carried out a missile strike on an Egyptian Navy vessel off North Sinai, the site intelligence group said Thursday. Pictures posted online appear to show the frigate being hit by a rocket. The authenticity of the images could not be confirmed. Egyptian officials had said the Navy vessel had caught fire following a clash with militants and that there were no fatalities among its crew. A drone strike in southern Somalia has killed four leaders of the al-Qaeda-linked militant group al-Shabaab. The U.S. military has not commented on Somali media reports that a U.S. drone carried out the attack late Wednesday near the town of Badar in the Gedo region. Ukraine's parliament approved the draft law Thursday to grant greater autonomy to the separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine, as required by the ceasefire agreement reached last February in Minsk. President Petro Poroshenko submitted the bill to parliament. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.